This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And on our show this week, my first guest is a great lady. She is beautiful. She's a singer. She's an actress. Vicki Lawrence will be joining us on the show. Then from ABC's hit American Housewife, Diedrich Bader will be here. Dale Berra, the son of Yogi Berra, has written a book about his famous dad. He'll be here to talk about it. Then Investigation Discovery has a new show called Torn from the Headlines. Michelle Gothel will be joining us to chat about that. Next hour, one of the founding fathers of KISS, Paul Stanley, will be on the show. From Indebted on NBC, Stephen Weber. We have Fox Media's Brian Kilmeade talking about his book about Andrew Jackson. And then Andrea Warwick will be telling us a little bit about what's happening with the IRS and Tax Day this year. All today with Ron Segi.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We're back and we're live all across the USA and around the world from our broadcasting studios in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And speaking about beautiful, it's our next guest that we're going to be chatting to that is just that, beautiful. She's been on our show several times in the past. New DVD that's out right now. I have it in my little hands. Joining us right now is the multi-talented Vicki Lawrence. Hi, Vicki. How are you?
Do you have it in your little hand?
In my little hand. My grubby little hand. Isn't that something?
Excellent.
Vicki, I love these shows of Mama's Family. I truly do. And these are 22 original broadcasts on four DVDs, I understand.
Yes, out in retail, season one and two. And then on the Time Life website or at mamasfamilydvds.com, you can order the entire series.
Talk about the golden age of television. These are the great shows. And, of course, you once told me how Carol Burnett and you got together. She came to one of your high school plays, didn't she?
She came to a contest that I entered in high school. It was actually the Fireman's Ball.
Oh, yes.
And they wanted some girls to sing and dance, so they called it a contest. And the newspaper gal said that I looked like her, and I sent her the letter and wrote her, I sent her the article and wrote her a letter. And she took my dad's name out of that article and found us in the phone book and made arrangements to come and see that contest.
What was it like when you walked out on stage and saw her in the audience? You had no idea.
Oh, well,
right?
I didn't see her. I could not see her in the audience. She was way, way in the back. She kind of snuck in. I did get a picture with her at the end when I won, and it was in the paper the next day, the mayor and Carol and me, and it was very surreal.
Wow, it had to be.
Very surreal, because this was prior to the Burnett Show. This was the fall like almost a year prior to the Burnett Show, and she and her husband had just moved out from New York, and they were, you know, in the just in the process of putting together the Carol Burnett Show.
Now, how did you come across the character of Mama? Because I have to be honest with you, I mean, you're a beautiful lady, but boy, you made a transformation in there that looked like a couple of my aunts up in Cleveland.
Oh. You know, it's funny, when we were shooting the bonus features for the DVD set, Carol said she had a Russian manicurist back in the day, and she said to her one day, you know, that family reminds me of my family in Russia. I said, wow, I guess, boy, we're talking universal appeal.
Well, I think that's why the success. Somebody had a mama or an aunt or a neighbor that looked like you as a character.
We all do. Yeah, I think we all do. If you put a picture of me dressed up as Mama next to my grandmother, you would be in your pants. Oh, my God. It's my husband's nightmare, actually. He will roll over in bed one morning and Mama will be there. He won't talk to me when I'm dressed as Mama.
Oh, that's funny. Won't he really?
He says, just get away from me, you crazy old lady. Just go away. Leave me alone.
Well, you know, when you think about it, you always see artist renditions of what you're going to look like when you're old and decrepit. And,
yeah.
And in his particular case, he not only sees a photograph, it's walking, talking, it's like a hologram.
I swear to God. Well, I'm going to stay a natural redhead, do everything I can not to look like Mama.
How did you come up with the character? Because it's genius.
It was two of the writers on Carol's show who wrote it as a one-time sketch, and they both hated their mothers, so they wrote this horrible dysfunctional family, and they wrote Mama for Carol.
Uh-huh.
But when she read this script, she said, I think I want to play Eunice, so they were upset by that. She said, I think he should be Mama. They were doubly upset by that. And then when we went into rehearsal, she said, we've got to do it Southern, you guys, because it's sort of like Tennessee Williams gone nuts.
Yep. That's pretty funny.
So they were so upset that they walked out the first time they saw us do it in rehearsal.
No. Did they really?
Yes, they did. Ruined it. You've absolutely ruined our beautiful piece.
Oh, my gosh. What do they say now?
Unbeknownst to them, you know,
yeah.
Got a lot of great, I mean, everybody just totally related to it. And it just became, I would say, arguably Carol's favorite character to play on the show was Eunice. And the writers could not write those sketches fast enough for her. She would just go by the office constantly hounding them. Hurry, I want to do it again.
Now, when they came to you and said, Vicki, we want to do a spinoff. We want to do your own show. What were your thoughts? I mean, it had to be, first of all, it had to be an enormous compliment. But it also had to be probably a little frightening because now you got to come up with a show every week.
Yeah, well, the first time Joe Hamilton came to me, where the Burnett Show was still on the air. He came to me at the beginning of the 10th season and said, I'm going to spin Mama off as her own series. And I went, huh?
Wow.
And I had just, you know, I'd just been pregnant. And I thought, well, God, I don't really want to put on a fat suit and be an old lady every week. And then what about Carol and Harvey? He said, you don't need them. And I said, well, I'm not sure about that. And what if it doesn't work? He said, then you'll just come back here. And I said, no, thank you, no. And so I passed on it then, and it was after the Burnett Show went off the air, and Carol owed CBS a special, so she commissioned those same writers to write a movie of the week called Eunice, which we did as a special. And that, she invited us up to screen it after we'd done it, and the credits had barely rolled, and she got in my face. She said, Vicki, you have got to do this as a series. You've got to.
Oh,
and I think that's when I decided, okay, maybe that lady knows what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she might have a little bit of experience. Now, in this DVD, I saw this, okay, and it's sensational, Vicki. It really is. But you have Carol, Harvey Korman, Betty White, Imogene Coco, wow, Jack Gilford, mm-hmm. Jerry Reed, Fred Willard, a lot of other people. But you have that original TV movie, Eunice, featuring Carol Burnett and yourself and others in this DVD.
Yeah, well, I mentioned it to Time Life, and they're just so meticulous, and they do such a great job, and I'm not really sure how they do it, but I said, geez, you know, that movie was kind of pivotal in helping to launch Mama's Family. It would be nice if we could have it on there as a bonus feature, and they go out and make it happen. I don't know how they do all that stuff. They're amazing. They do a great job.
Oh, they do.
They really do.
They do a great job. They're unbelievable. And I tell you what I really like is when you, Vicki Lawrence, interviews Mama. I love that. I love it. I love it. And well, I'm going to see if my memory holds me right. You had 130 episodes on 24 DVDs, correct?
130 episodes. The whole collection is available at the Time Life website or at mamasfamilydvds.com. And then out in retail, I think the smaller set that you're looking at are seasons 1 and 2.
Yes.
And I think they plan on maybe doing 3 and 4 next year and then 5 and 6 the following year.
You know, I say this sincerely, Vicki, and you and I have talked before. This, as I mentioned in the introduction, is television at its best because today so many things are so canned. You know, somebody walks in the room and says, hey, it's light outside, and everybody laughs, you know. But with the team of people that you had, first of all, I don't know if there has ever been so much talent in one room than when you get together with the cast of Mama's Family or Carol's show, because it was just contagious. I mean, those outtakes of all of these shows are sensational, and it just looked like you're having fun, but it was genuinely funny.
Yeah, it was. It was back in a different time.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, you could almost pause some of those Mama's Family DVDs and give your kids a television history lesson, you know? I mean, my supporting cast is just, it's Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman and Betty White and Rue McClanahan and Ken Berry and Dorothy Lyman. It's like, God, how much help does one girl get, really?
It's entertainment royalty is what it is.
Yeah.
And you know, the irony of the whole thing is, I think the true indication of something that is really good, whether it's music, books, or television, or radio, it lasts the test of time. And Mama's Family falls right into that category. You have some hand-signed DVDs that are part of this promotion, don't you?
At their website, yes, you can get an autographed copy. Uh-huh.
Could you ever follow up a character like Mama? I mean, is it difficult? It would be like, you know, Andy Griffith doing something else, even though he did Matlock. It wasn't like Andy Taylor. I mean, could you ever follow something up like that? Great analogy, huh, Vicki? Hey, you want to be Andy Taylor?
Oh, I don't know. She's pretty iconic,
yeah, she
Mama.
Sure is. Yeah, she's a lovely lady. Well, okay, again, the Mama's Family out on DVD right now. And if you go to the website, you get the whole 130 episodes on 24 DVDs, correct?
Yes, and I think what you're holding is season 1 and 2.
Yes, it is. It is complete season 1 and 2. So you saw my grubby little hands, didn't you? You saw. And Vicki, the website is mamasfamilydvds.com?
Yes.
Okay. Vicki, congratulations on another successful venture capitalizing on this great character that you created. And please, you know this, you're always welcome here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vicki.
Have a great day.
You too, dear. Our special guest, the talented and lovely Vicki Lawrence, season number 1 and 2, the complete first and second season of Mama's Family, available right now. And she sings, too.
That's the night that the lights went out. In Georgia, that's the night that they haunted the innocent man.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is really a versatile actor, whether he's acting on television, on the big screen. He's also a voice actor and a comedian. And we're happy to say that he's part of American Housewife, which returns on a new night, Wednesdays, at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on ABC. Good show it is. Joining us right now, Dietrich Bader. Hey, Dietrich, welcome to the show. Congratulations on
a
new night.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
I'm doing good. You staying well, my friend?
Yeah, totally well. Yeah, the kids are well. My wife is well. The dogs are doing okay. Yeah, we're all right. We're buckled down. We're going to make it through it by watching American Housewife as often as we can.
I want to tell you something. That's, I think, the cure for this whole problem is American Housewife.
There's not much more we can do, but we can, if anything, entertainment is proving to be super important at this time because there's really nothing we can do but stay home. This is our patriotic duty in a weird way to stay home and make sure that this doesn't spread as wide as it possibly can. And so one of the things we can do when we're home is a little entertainment. Can't be any show, but I'm here to pitch American Housewife.
And rightfully so, too. This takes place in a very wealthy town in Westport, Connecticut. And I love the fact that Katie, who plays your wife, Greg Otto is your character and Katie is your wife, she lives in a perfectly imperfect world. Kind of an oxymoron to say it, you know. But it's kind of a Stepford Wives environment, don't you think?
Totally. And, you know, I mean, it's a little of the fish out of water. They're a family that can't really afford to live in a wealthy community that has a great deal on their rent. And they're there because their youngest child initially, at the beginning of the show, had some special needs. And so going to a public school system with a larger tax base was really what they needed, and they were able to work it out. But because they're outsiders and they always feel like outsiders, they feel like they're being judged because they are being judged by everybody. So, I mean, I think it's the way people feel. A lot of times, they always feel like a little bit of outsiders. They always feel like they're being judged. And to make comedy out of what people, you know, normally would feel as anxiety is a good opportunity for people to realize what they're feeling is a normal feeling.
I think that's a very common denominator that people have. You know, keeping up with the Joneses was the comment they made in the back in the day, as they say. But
oh, absolutely. When we were growing up, that was the expression. And that's human nature.
Yeah. No, it really is. I find that myself. You get into circles where you think, what the heck am I doing here? You know, it's a lot of fun, but it's costing me an arm and a leg. But there's some tragedy occurs when her standing in the community is kind of set uneasy because one of her neighbors decides that she's going to kind of take off.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Leslie Bibb has been a guest on our show since the pilot. So a real friend of the show, and this is a very big episode for Leslie and for an actor who plays my brother Ed Weeks, who's just a lovely guy, really funny actor too. So it's like a combination of these two, like what's going to happen, and is Leslie's character going to leave, and Viv, so it's both fun and very sweet. I think it'll be a really heartwarming episode for everybody.
Good.
It's a good one.
Now, you are a very versatile individual, and being in the broadcasting business, I know how cool it is to be a voice actor because you're able to go into a studio and you don't have to put on makeup and you don't have to block it and everything else. That's very, very cool, especially when you're talking about animated features such as Ice Age, Surf's Up, The Simpsons, and, of course, voicing the role of Batman in the animated television series Batman the Brave and the Bold. Do you like that better than being in front of the camera?
You know, I used to say that if it paid as much, all I would do would be voiceovers, but because they are totally fun to do, and it's an incredibly talented world, and the people that work in it are just great. Not only talented, but super, super duper nice.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started working with Katie Mixon, and everything turned around. I mean, I am very blessed. I have the job of a lifetime here with this show, and I just enjoy going to work every day, and it's a rare opportunity. It's very cool.
And you do a good job, too. You've been in the Beverly Hillbillies, Miss Congeniality 2, TV Land's The X's, The Outsourced,
yeah.
Netflix, Arrested Development.
I've been kicking around for a long time, 33 years, so I've been lucky enough to continue to work, but this show, The American Housewife, is probably my favorite, and it's just a great job. I love playing the character. I love working with Katie, and I think we're a genuinely funny show that, unlike a lot of different shows, you can watch with your whole family.
Yes.
It's okay for your kids to sit down and watch with you. It's something for everybody, and then brings together everybody at the end. I'm very proud of it.
Well, and you should be, too, because it's the kind of show, as you mentioned, not only is a family-watched show, but the fact of the matter is it's relatable. You know, a lot of shows just aren't relatable in real life, and people look at it and they think, you know, this is not real, you know. But
well, it's not like my life. It's also a lot of times it feels like writers just write for the sake of, for the joke, or to make a political point that has nothing to do with people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just in it for entertainment itself and for people to realize that, you know, we're all in this together, just like with this, you know, the virus that's happening. We're all part of a larger community. We all share a lot of different things, and you know, through comedy and through shows like this, where we reach out and we speak to one another, we can get through it.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, I've always wanted to ask you this, but your role on the Drew Carey Show, which was super, your character was Oswald Lee Harvey. Did you ever get any flack from anybody because, you know, it's kind of a reversal of names there from Lee Harvey Oswald?
You know, I never got any flack for it. The Oswald was the name of the character from the pilot.
Yeah.
But we didn't want to change that. And I think somewhere in the fourth season, we were going to meet my dad, which ended up being Tom Poston. And so we had to come up with a last name. And it ended up being Drew's pitch. He wanted it to be Oswald Lee Harvey. Why anybody, because I was born in 1966, why anybody would name somebody so obviously after one of the guys that did something so incredibly awful? It didn't really make any sense, but we always got a laugh from the audience. So, you know, who am I to question?
Well, that's okay. I have a brother named John Wilkes Booth. No, I'm just... I couldn't miss that one. But a new night now, it's going to be on Wednesdays at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time, American Housewife returning. Good show. I really mean that. I'm not saying it because you're on the show with us, Dietrich. It really is.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. I can sense that you're being genuine.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of the show. It's a great family show, and it's good comedy, and it'll help everybody relax.
That's what we need, and we're going to do that. It's a great prescription for relaxation and a little homey entertainment. It's always good having you here, Dietrich. Please come back and join us again.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be on the show. I really genuinely appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend, and stay well, okay?
Okay, you too.
Okay, thanks, Dietrich. Our guest has been Dietrich Bader, very talented man, as I mentioned before, and he's on American Housewife, very good show, returning to a new night, Wednesdays, 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central Time on ABC.
Hey, Ron, it's always a pleasure. You're a real pro and a nice guy.
Well, I appreciate it, and please come back anytime you want, okay?
Ron, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Stay well.
Bye.
And don't forget to check our websites out, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand, and Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS, where you can find out where our concert series of the 15-piece orchestra is going next. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Negotiators from Congress and the White House are narrowing their differences on a sweeping $1 trillion plus economic rescue package. Talks went on through the evening last night and started once again early this morning as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said everyone is working very hard to make this happen. Senators from both parties using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. Preliminary Senate votes are set for tomorrow. McConnell said the goal is passage by Monday. The GOP plan aims to pump billions into $1,200 direct checks to Americans and billions into small business loans to pay idled workers during the global pandemic. The White House President Trump welcomes the stimulus plan, believing it is needed to stabilize the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Zeggi today. Well, there's a book out right now that I highly recommend. I really do. And it's penned by a gentleman who's a former Major League Baseball infielder who played for the Pirates, the Yankees, the Astros between 77 and 87. And his dad certainly is one legend. Joining us right now with the book called My Dad Yogi is Dale Barra. Hi, Dale. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ron. Thanks for having me.
This is a great book. And it had to be either very therapeutic to write or very difficult to write. What was it?
Well, it was both of them. You've said it right. You know, enough books had been done about my dad's life, from baseball and the quotes. There had never been a book about his life or our lives as kids and how he affected our lives. So we wanted to get the family perspective. So I thought it was important to write this book and talk about what a great father he was and what an innate person he was.
Yeah. You talk about the relationship you had with him, and it was a very close Italian relationship as we had in my family. Because I'm Italian also. But was it difficult when he was away from home for the family so many days when he was playing ball?
Well, you know, that's a little bit of a misnomer there, Ron. Dad was never traded. I mean, how many guys do you know play 18 consecutive years and, by the way, make 18 consecutive All-Star teams? Pretty good. And not get traded. So we lived in the same house, in the same town. Dad came home every night after the games, and we ate every night together as a family. And in the off season, he was home all day, every day, because he didn't go away. Many of the players in those days at times had to work in the off season, as Dad did. And so he was only really gone on road trips, a week at a time for road trips, and we would go to spring training with him. So, truthfully, he was home a lot.
I didn't realize that. Now, he was with the Yankees in 10 World Series championships. He was a World War II veteran and a first-generation Italian immigrant. But he was with the Yankees during the heyday of baseball. I mean, there were Mickey Mantle, your dad, Joe DiMaggio. I mean, I don't know if there's superstars like that anymore. When you went into baseball, Dale, did they expect a lot of you because of your father? I've asked that question to Frank Sinatra Jr., to Roy Rogers Jr. When somebody goes into an occupation that their parents are very successful, and sometimes the expectations are so high that it's hard to live up to it.
You know, I understand exactly what you're saying. Incredibly, I can safely say that we certainly know in retrospect, we were privileged kids, but my dad raised us in such a way that we did not feel special. Now, I know that that's hard to believe, but Dad was such an innate, genuine, unaffected person. He made people, without trying, feel great about themselves. He was the person that when a person met him, they said, oh my God, he's just a regular guy.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, when you live with that, growing up in the same town your whole life, you just become a normal kid. Now, I know looking back on that, that sounds funny, but we never felt pressure. My brothers and I, many times from the stands, I'd hear someone yell, you'll never be as good as your old man. And I would think to myself, you know what? Who will?
Wow.
And I never had or thought about the pressure. Dad didn't teach us the game. Dad didn't play with us. He'd come up the driveway and I'd say, Dad, play catch with me. He'd say, that's what you got brothers for.
Yeah.
I think he did it to keep the pressure off us. And the only pressure that I ever really felt was because I was a first-round draft choice. So when I reported to the minor leagues for the Pittsburgh Pirates, nobody cared that I was Yogi Berra's son. What they cared about was watching number one play and seeing if I could live up to that status. So that was the pressure for me.
And I've talked to, as I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of children of famous people. Roy Rogers Jr. said, you know, because of the fact that people like Roy Rogers, people that are involved with appealing to the youth, like your dad, and he appealed to every demographic, but the youth idolized him too, that sometimes kids can be tough on you. Yeah, your dad's a baseball player, you know, all this other stuff. You didn't have that kind of pressure, which is great because that is...
It's almost uncanny.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. It's part of the book. It's part of what I write about in the book, how Dad could have performed that. how Dad treated the tailor and the landscaper exactly the same way as he would treat a CEO from Wall Street. He did it without trying. And the people perceived that. My God, this guy is treating me like the same respect as he would anybody else. And he did it naturally, and people felt it. We didn't know it, but it rubbed off on us.
Let's talk about you personally in the book, because you wrote this book, but you also had the help of your brothers, and I think your oldest daughter. You say that here you were, 20 years old, great future ahead of you, great genes, cut short when you started using drugs, cocaine, all right, which really took a slow toll on your promising career. How did your father handle that, being an Italian immigrant, straight shooter, I mean, and proud of his sons? What was his reaction, Dale?
You know, he trusted me. I write in a book about where he would say to me, "Are you okay, kid?" And I would say, "Yeah, I'm all right, Dad." You know, this book is about making a choice and playing Russian roulette with your life when you take the chance of using a drug. The mind is so strong, it will tell you you're okay when you're not. And I really believe that I was okay. One night, New Year's Eve, early 80s, I was an innocent kid. I come home from baseball and everybody's doing cocaine. All my friends are doing it. I can't go to a party without seeing it all over the place. So what do? This obsessive compulsive kid tries it. And you know what? I liked it. I liked it too damn much. And Father instilled in me the principles of being on time, being honest, never missing a game, never missing a bus, never missing an engagement. And I incorporated that into my responsible, quote, drug use, cocaine use. I thought I was being responsible because I never played a game on it, because I never woke up to it. I thought I was a responsible user.
Yeah.
That was my brain telling me that I was okay when I really wasn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it until it was too late, because it took the split-second timing away that you need to play this game at a high level. You miss too many nights sleep, or you stay up too late too many times in the off-season. All you have to do is lose 1 millisecond of that split timing, and you lose the geometry it takes to make that play in the field naturally.
Wow.
And you lose that ability to hit that 98-mile-an-hour fastball on the button, so you hit it a little bit on the label or off the end. What it took from me was, I think, an all-star career when I look back on it. I played 9 years. I'm proud of what I did. I won a World Series ring. Could have been better.
Little witty things. It ain't over till it's over. You know, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. Were these planned, or was that just your dad's mind?
Oh, no. He said he had no idea. He said them completely naturally. You can't hit and think at the same time. I mean, being in the zone when you're not thinking.
There you go.
It's when you're completely on autopilot. He was completely unafraid of failure.
Yeah. Well,
he thought the pitcher was in trouble when he went up. He didn't think, how am I going to hit this guy? He thought, this guy's in trouble. The reputation for being a bad ball hitter. And he said, yeah, I like him bad, but don't throw it down the middle either. You know, he was just an amazing player.
And this is the dumbest question, but I got to end with this, okay? Did he ever say anything about the cartoon character being named after him?
You know what? He didn't care. That's another thing. We as kids, we knew that that we named after Dad, but he never said a word about it.
Yeah.
Later on in our life, that he couldn't collect money from it because Yogi is not his real name.
Yeah.
It's a nickname.
Yeah.
If the bear was named Lawrence Bear, then maybe he could have gotten some money off it. Because it wasn't his real name, he didn't collect any money from it, and he didn't really care. But we all know that the bear was named after Dad.
Well, Dale, it's a great book. I invite you to come back, really. Your dad was a sensational person. You are a stand-up guy. And the name of the book is My Dad, Yogi, as penned by his son, Dale Barrett. My son lives in St. Louis. And your dad, of course, it was the king of the hill over there in the Italian section.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great.
The hill dad was absolutely, he was the one that everybody followed around.
Yep.
Dad, Joe Graziola, Jack Buck, there's three Hall of Famers that lived on the hill when Dad was growing up.
Yeah, that's great.
And they all followed Dad because Dad was all you leader. Dad was the boss. You have a good day, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Dale, and look forward to having you back, okay?
Okay, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Dale Berra, of course, the son of legendary Yogi Berra. The name of the book is My Dad, Yogi, and we launched Yogi Berra back in September 2015. He was 90 years old. Don't forget, it ain't over till it's over, my friend. We're going to pause for just a second, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world as you listen to Ron Sedgy Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. There is a new show that's premiering, and it's terrific. I mean, I've seen some reviews on this, and it is really, really good. Joining us right now is a digital editor-in-chief of the New York Post. And if you're not familiar with the New York Post, you got to really, you know, wake up, because the New York Post is known for breaking stories on a national level. That's unbelievable, because the paper is the longest-running paper that we have that is still available on the street. And it's a great enterprise. Joining us right now is Michelle Gothelf.
Hi, Ron.
How you doing? Welcome to the show. I think this is the first time you've joined us, and it's a pleasure to have you here to talk about a show that is the brainchild of two media outlets, and that's the New York Post and Investigation Discovery. Tell us about Investigation Discovery, torn from the headlines, New York Post reports. This is great.
First of all, I could not agree more that the New York Post is amazing.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I'm a little biased, though. But, yeah, so torn from the headlines, New York Post reports. It will be airing on Investigation Discovery every Monday at 10. And basically what it is, it's six episodes. What we did was go back and re-examine, and what makes this series really interesting is that we're going back and we're seeing it through the lens of the reporters. It's like you get a really good feeling of what it's like to be in the newsroom.
Is it sometimes possible that you, because of the mechanism that the Post has, can really uncover something or find things that have been investigated or been told who have been part of the case before the authorities, before the police?
It happens more frequently than you would imagine, to be honest with you. A couple of the cases that we highlight for the show, that happened. In one case, learned about a crime that was, as it was going on, and we were asked by the police department not to report on it because it would have put investigation in jeopardy. We're basically a boots-on-the-ground organization. Like, we send our reporters to go look for information, and one of them found a homeless person who had information on a murder.
Wow.
So, yeah, just the way that we run our operation, which is a bit old school, but, like, we're seasoned journalists, we're on the ground, and we tend to find out information and of cases before investigators do sometimes.
The six cases that you're going to be profiling on the show over the next 6 weeks, are they solved, unsolved, a combination of both?
They're solved. It's six solved cases, which makes for really good because you don't walk away and go, ooh, I wish I knew how that wrapped up.
Right. That's a tough one when they do that.
And I have to say, in one of, there's actually a happy ending. Like a really happy ending.
Well, don't say the case, because I got all the cases
No, I won't. I'm trying to, you know, when I'm asked, I'm like, okay, I'll give you a little bit of information here and there, but, like, it's such a good time watching how they unfold that I don't want to spoil it for anyone.
The show is called Torn from the Headlines, the New York Post Reports, but there's also another show that's called New York Post Reports, Off the Record, on ID Ghost. Tell us about that.
Yeah, what we did, it's basically a sister program. It's a shorter version, not of six episodes. They have six of their own episodes, and it appears on the iGo app. And it's kind of like a very digestible little look at a couple of these New York City crimes.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't have time and they just want something to kind of dig into for a little bit, or if you're, obviously, people want to be distracted now because of everything that's going on with the virus.
Right.
It's just a little something to watch when you're strapped for time.
We're talking about the oldest and continuously published newspaper. When did it start, Michelle?
Yes. 1801. Imagine that. Founded by Alexander Hamilton.
I didn't know that.
Yes, which is amazing considering, you know, Hamilton, when it was on Broadway,
mm-hmm.
we were all cheering in this newsroom because that was our founder.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I thought I knew everything there was to know about the news media, but apparently that one slipped through the cracks. I'm going to mention the names of these episodes, okay, because it's kind of intriguing in itself. Monday, 10 o'clock on the ID channel, of course, is Last Call at the Falls, which immediately indicates that it could be at Niagara Falls, but it really isn't. I looked into that.
I'll give it away. It's not at Niagara Falls.
Okay, great. The Tuxedo King, talking about a New York City tuxedo manufacturer, an ex-Marine, just happened to be called, no relation, Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, but it's not the same guy. We know that. And then there's
this is a good guy.
This is a good guy. Then we have, coming up on the 30th, Baby Hope. That is a very weird one. And Slumlord Millionaire. And then we have the Million Dollar Murder and CSI Slay. And this has to do with a brutal murder in the bedroom of a CSI tech, right?
Yes. Yes, that is actually Ooh, that one was really interesting because imagine this is a young woman, came to New York to study at John Jay Criminal Justice School, ended up being murdered in her own apartment.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
I know. It's some of these cases are just like, we'll leave you cold.
Yeah.
Cruel fate, if you think about it.
How do you select these stories? I mean, there are so many stories of crime in this country every day. How do you do this?
We went back to our archives, and we did. We went through hundreds of cases. And what we wanted, certain criteria in mind, which was obviously a good New York Post story has, you know, a few elements to it, like love and lust and betrayal and revenge. And you want to have something that you can, you know, have it. But then we were also looking for stories that people didn't remember off the top of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Found a nice balance.
Yeah. Are these all stories that appeared in the Post? I mean, could something have happened in Knee Bend, Indiana, that didn't appear in the Post that will be fodder for future shows?
If there's a future show, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we like to say, we might not be the heartland, but we are the heartbeat of America. Uh-huh. And we cover national news like nobody's business. I mean, we do also break lines on national news. So, yeah, absolutely. If I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy the show. I'd love to see more episodes in the future, and absolutely.
What is the oldest story that you have as far as when was the last time it was on the headlines? How far back do you go?
We go back, I think, only about 20 years. Yeah, I mean, which is pretty modern. I mean, we didn't want to go back to not relatable right now. We wanted to, there's still technology involved, and it's not like you're going back to the 40s and 50s and looking at the New York Post through a different time.
Right, yeah, and different situations, too. Well, of course, when you
exactly.
think of New York, you think of great food, great pizza, Broadway, you know, the New Year's Eve, the New York Post is part of that. It's like Chevrolet apple pie, you know, it's all in that same category. And each one-hour episode will take viewers across 6 cases. It's on, of course, the Discovery Channel. It's every Monday night at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? I know. It's 9 o'clock Central.
Okay. Check what they say, your local listings, for the time is going to air in your market. That's the way we'll do that. Hey, Michelle, this is fascinating. Just one quick question here. Do you think after
sure.
6 episodes that there'll be more to come down the pike?
I absolutely hope so. I have a feeling that once it gets rocking, I think ID is going to want to do some more.
Good. That sounds great. Well, I hope that's the case. The New York Post teaming up with Investigation Discovery on a new series, Torn from the Headlines, New York Post Reports. And our guest has been its digital editor-in-chief of the Post, our friend Michelle Goth-Health. Please join us again, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, thank
it's
you,
pleasure.
Sir. We'll be watching. And, of course, it's Monday nights at 10 p.m. on Investigation Discovery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
supportive. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Vicki Lawrence, Diedrich Bader from ABC's American Housewife, Dale Vera, the son of Yogi Berra, and Michelle Gotthelf from the Investigation Discovery Channel. Next hour from Paul Stanley, actor Steven Weber will be joining us. He has a show called Indebted on NBC with, of course, the beautiful Fran Dresser. Ryan Kilmeade from Fox News will be here to talk about his book about Andrew Jackson, now in paperback. And Andrea Warrock will be joining us to talk about tax season this year and how it's rolling out. That's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.